Let's see. What time is it? 1:45. Bruce meets with Mr. Caldwell in 15 minutes. Jesus, I hope he doesn't get fired. I don't know what we'd do. We'd probably have to sell and move to a smaller place. Why did he have to fuck up so bad? I thought that shower would relax me, but I'm just more stressed. Well, I'm going to get out of this robe and get dressed and go out. Sitting around here is just making me worry more. God, I hope Bruce's meeting goes okay. I just wish he was more confident and assertive. He just isn't good at confrontation. Who could that be? Let me just walk over and peek through. Oh, God, it's Mr. Caldwell. What the fuck? Can I just not answer? No, maybe he thinks Bruce is here. Not answering could make things worse. He might get fired for sure. Fuck, all I have on is this robe. This is really fucking awkward. Why is he here? Here we go. Hi, Mr. Caldwell. Please come in. You probably don't remember me. We met at the firm's summer picnic. Yes, Abby. That's right. Great memory. Yeah. You caught me coming out of the shower, and I'm surprised to see you. You and Bruce, maybe you got your wires crossed? I think he said you and him. And I think he said you were meeting at 2, but at your office? No, you don't look like the kind of man who gets his wires crossed. Please have a seat. Make yourself at home. You want me to sit down on the couch? Okay. God, he's really tall. Like 6'2", 6'3", maybe? I forgot how handsome he is. And Jesus, so arrogant. Acting like he owns the place. Correcting me and telling me what to do in my own house. What nerve. Remember, Abby, he holds your husband's job in his hands. So be nice. I'm sure there's a logical explanation for why he's here. So, I know Bruce was concerned about meeting with you today. Does your presence here mean good news for us? It depends. Depends on what? Well, yes, Bruce did tell me what he did. Right. He did lose your firm an important client. Yes, he told me. He also told me you fired that last employee that messed up like that. Sure, I know that this doesn't just cost you revenue, but it also hurts your firm's reputation. And I know Bruce is so sorry. Also, I know that Bruce really cares about the firm and respects you so much. He wants to do better, and we'd be grateful for one more opportunity. Do I know what the difference is between the man you fired and my husband? No, how would I know that, Mr. Caldwell? What is it? Oh, my God. Did he just say what I think he said? Bruce has a hot young wife who he finds extremely sexy. The other guy didn't. I can't. I just couldn't. But do I have a choice? God, he's so fucking arrogant and confident. And this is blackmail. Such an abuse of his power. This is so not right, but he is so hot. He's a large man and he's so fucking gorgeous. He told me to look at him when he's speaking to me, and I did, immediately. Why am I obeying him like this? I bet he always gets exactly what he wants, but there's just no way I can give in to him, right? Listen, Mr. Caldwell, I respect you, and I'm so sorry that Bruce screwed up so badly, but, well, I can't. I don't think I can. I can't do that to my husband. I mean, well, I just couldn't. You're going to bottom line this for me? Okay. What the fuck is he saying? Oh my God. He will call my husband into his office this afternoon, He will either tell Bruce that he is just too valuable to let go and that he has confidence that he will continue the great work while never making a bad mistake like that again. And he doesn't think that it will because it was out of character of Bruce and not indicative of his abilities or his very bright future. Or the meeting will last less than 3 minutes, just long enough for my husband's boss to tell him that Bruce is a pitiful panty waste and dumber than a bag of hammers and has no future, and send him home to me with his belongings and my framed picture in a cardboard box. How my husband's afternoon meeting goes with his boss is totally up to me. And I must decide right fucking now? God, that was so demeaning, and he is so demanding. And this is so wrong, and he's such a jerk, but his authority, and his presence, and his confidence, it's all just making my pussy wet. I'm absolutely soaked between my thighs. I guess I don't have a choice. This is just so intimidating. But if I did ever cheat on Bruce, this would be the man I would want. And if my husband wasn't such an idiot, I wouldn't be in this position. I think I have to do it. What does he have in mind? I wonder what he has in store for his employee's wife. Okay. Okay, what? Okay, I'll do it. Or, I mean, you can do, you know, what you want to save Bruce's job, you know. Stand up and take off my robe? But, I don't have anything on, you know, underneath. Please don't make me. I don't want to. This is all happening so fast. I'm not ready. I'm just not ready. Yet. Stand up and take my robe off or my husband will be fired. Okay. Okay. I'm taking off my robe. And now hang up your jacket and hurry back in place right in front of you. Okay. I can feel his eyes all over my naked body. I can't believe I'm naked for my husband's boss. Why is it so natural to follow his orders? Bruce is so sweet, hesitant to do the wrong thing, and always takes my thoughts into consideration. Mr. Caldwell just tells me what to do like I have no rights. Like I'm his slave. I'm just quivering and feel so humiliated and bullied. And he absolutely doesn't give a shit. All he cares about is taking what he wants. As a feminist, it's so repulsive. As a woman, Jesus Christ, I think I kind of like it. This is the kind of man who makes a habit of getting what he wants. I better hurry back before he gets mad. I don't want to get on his bad side. Not a man this powerful and ruthless. Oh, shit. He took his shirt off. Those shoulders, arms, chest. Jeez, he's an Adonis. Absolutely magnificent. Oh, my God. My nipples are standing completely at attention for him. How embarrassing. I can feel my pussy dripping down the insides of my thighs. Jesus, I hope he can't see. Can't he see how wet his bullying is making me? How I'm trembling, just quivering before him? Yes, I'm back. Get on my knees. Okay. Take your cock out? Oh. Okay. Oh my God. You're so big. I've never seen a penis this big and this thick. Oh my God, you're so huge. So thick. You want me to stroke it lightly with my fingertips and cover it with kisses? I can do that, okay. So big. So thick. I can't believe how big you are. I've never seen anything like your penis. So big. So thick. My lord, I can feel myself trembling on his manhood. And he's big. Really big. He's so big and so fucking thick. He's enormous. Don't forget, Abby, how terrible he is to coerce me like this. It's such a violation. Oh my God, he just called me his good girl. He called me his good girl, and I liked it. Oh God, maybe I'm the one who's terrible. He wants me to look up at him as I kiss his massive cock. Oh God, his devilish grin is so arrogant and handsome. And I feel so submissive, down on my knees, looking at him right in his eyes with his beautiful penis just towering over me. And his chest, abs, and shoulders, so muscular. Oh, and he smells so good down here. I love his scent. Pure man. My pussy has never been this wet, ever. And my mouth is just drooling for his enormous penis. I shouldn't. I really shouldn't. But I like doing this. For him. Oh, take my wedding ring off and hand it to you? Okay. Here it is. Yes, I want my wedding ring back. I have to address you as Mr. Caldwell, sir, boss, or daddy? Okay. I mean, okay, sir. Say it again. Okay. I mean, yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Caldwell, I want my wedding ring back. Boss. Beg. Yes, sir. Please, may I please, please, please have my wedding ring back, Mr. Caldwell? I can, but you're going to place it on your cock and I'll have to suck it off into my mouth. But, sir, you're so big. I don't think I can open it that wide. But I'll try. Mr. Caldwell, sir. But please, please, boss, please don't place it too far back. I don't have any experience with a man your size. On the shaft, just behind the head of your cock. Okay, Mr. Caldwell, but even just the head of your cock is so huge. I'll try. I'll do my best. Boss. Ask permission? Just like how you said? Okay, boss. Sir. May I please retrieve my wedding ring off your big boss cock with my wet, cheating mouth? Please? Sir? I can? Thank you, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir. Put it back on my finger? Oh, yes. Yes, sir, Mr. Caldwell. And suck your cock now? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, boss. Okay. Okay. I make sure to just keep looking him right in his eyes. That's how he likes it. And you have to give it to him just how he likes it. That much is clear at this point. Keep up the dirty talk.
He really likes that.
And fuck. That wedding ring thing was unforgivably offensive. He just loves to ridicule my marriage to Bruce. It was so demeaning. Demeaning and diminishing to him. But I sure did what I was told. Yes, I did. I did what I was told, like a good girl. And I could feel my pussy surge and my ass wiggle when I mouthed my wedding ring off the giant cock of Bruce's boss. Oh, God, this man is so superior to my husband. I can't believe how I feel genuinely complimented, like I achieved something when Mr. Caldwell tells me I'm his good girl and that I'm doing a good job on his big dick. Because you want to. I want to do a good job on his big dick. And things he says. Oh, here he goes again. Oh, Abby, you are working so hard and being such a dirty slut for my cock. You're such a dirty married slut. Obedient, cheating whore. You're such a good girl. But I think you need a little help to take me deep like I want. Oh my God, he's grabbing my hair. I think he's gonna fuck my face. He says he's happy with me so far, but I gotta try a little bit harder to save Bruce's job. Okay, he says he wants to get in my throat to gag me, but his cock is too thick. I can barely get my lips around it. He says I need to open my mouth wider for him. He says, if I want to be a good little married slut for the boss, I'll have to open wider. Oh, I'll open as wide as my jaw will possibly allow. This is not the kind of man I want to disappoint. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try. Oh, God. My mouth is so completely full. I'm choking. He's gagging me. My husband's boss is gagging me. My husband's boss is gagging me with his gigantic penis. Oh, God. Oh, make me cry. He's raping my mouth and throat with his huge penis. He's so... God, the sound he's forcing me to make. I'm struggling to take his huge, thick penis in my throat. I feel so wonderfully helpless on my knees for this man as he violates my throat. Completely at his mercy with him in complete control of me. Even when, or if I get to breathe, because he is stuffing my mouth and throat full with his oversized fucking penis. He is just so cruel and demanding and doesn't care about my feelings. And why is this making my pussy leak like a faucet? More good girls. Oh, fuck. I love it when my husband's boss calls me his good girl. I love it. I love it. I never knew I could be so fucking shameless. He ruthlessly says he loves claiming my cheating whore throat, and I just try harder. I suck harder, deeper, and try harder to be a good baby girl for him. He's so big and thick. He's such a dominant man. It's such a violation, but oh, Jesus, it's a sweet. Delicious. Sweet, delicious violation. I think I'd do anything to please this man's magnificent penis. Oh God, he just pulled my mouth up. He asked me if I like gagging on his boss cock while he's pulling my hair and making me look up at him. I like it. Yes, sir, I do. I like it. I like it very, very much. Thank you, sir. I have to say what you tell me to say? Yes, sir, Mr. Caldwell. I'm your good girl, but a bad wife, sir. Say it again and say it like I mean it. Yes, sir. Okay, I can do this. I can. I am your good girl, but I am a bad wife, sir. Yes, sir. I want you to teach me. Please teach me. Teach me how to worship your massive cock. Please. I promise to learn. I'm a good learner. I'm eager. And I promise I will learn how to please your big cock. Boss. You own me now, sir. I'll do whatever you say, whenever you say, however you say. Yes, I will. I will. I love being down on my knees for my husband's boss and his big, thick cock. Yes, boss, this is my place now, on my knees, in front of my husband's boss. I love how you put me in my place, right where I belong, for you, sir. Mm. 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 Yes, sir. I like being an obedient good girl for you, and only for you, Mr. Caldwell. Yes, what? I am your married whore with a wet, cheating little mouth. It's wet. It's so wet. Just for you. Only for you. And yes, I love drooling all over your big dick, boss. Yes, sir. Sucking your big dick and being bossed around by you is making my pussy soaking wet. I'm so wet between my legs. Just for you, sir. Oh, yes, boss. I love being bullied by my husband's boss. It just makes me so wet. For you, sir. Do I like telling my husband's boss how big his cock is? Yes, sir, I do. You're just so fucking big. Yes, sir. Much, much bigger than my husband. It's like you and Bruce are from a different species of man. I can't help telling you how big you are. Even when you don't tell me to say it, I say it anyway. It's like I'm compelled to tell you. Like a man like you deserves to hear how large his penis is. Am I doing good for you, Mr. Caldwell? I want to do this right for you. I want to make you feel good. I want to please you, sir. Am I respecting your big, thick cock like your good girl should, sir? Like this. Yes, sir. I like being a married slut on my knees for my husband's boss. Yes, sir. I'll say it the way you want. Boss, I love being obedient for you. Being your obedient little whore. Being obedient for your colossal penis. I love obeying your commands. Doing what I am told to do. By you, boss. I love taking your orders, sir. Yes, sir. I love doing my best to please your big, thick cock for you. From my knees. I love pleasing you. From my knees, boss. Oh, yes, Mr. Caldwell. I love working so hard to earn back what Bruce pissed away. And being your good girl. Oh, please. Please take your money's worth out of my mouth and throat with your big penis. Yes, sir, I love it when you call me your good girl. Oh, I do like it. I like being your good girl. I want to be your good girl. Boss. And yes, sir. You. You are the man of my house now. Oh, my Lord, the things he is making me say to him. I should be humiliated, but I love it. I love responding to him and trying to please him. God, he's just having his way with me. And the things he says to me. Good fucking girl, Abby. You are such a good married whore for my cock, Abby. You look like such a cheating slut, Abby. Down on your knees, worshipping my cock like my good little baby girl. I must be such a cheating whore. I just love hearing my name on the lips of my abuser and getting praise from the man exploiting and debasing and making me unfaithful with his massive penis. It just makes me want to earn more praise from him. More everything from him. What the fuck? He just called me a worthless little cunt. And I smiled at him. I smiled at the man forcing me to my knees and exploiting me after he called me a worthless little cunt. What would my husband say if he could see me right now? He'd be so hurt and confused. He just has no idea how a woman responds to a man like his boss. On my knees for my husband's boss in our home, drooling on his superior cock and trying to fit more in my mouth while shamelessly moaning, of my approval of how he is dominating me without mercy. My God, Mr. Caldwell is right. I am his slut and his little married whore, and a worthless, cheating cunt who loves being bullied by a real man and abused by big, thick boss cock. Am I like this for my husband? Oh, no, sir. Oh, my husband could never take charge of me like this. Say exactly what he wanted me to do and force me to do it? No. Why? Well, he wouldn't know how to boss me around. Boss me around like... like this, sir. And well... he also doesn't have your, your equipment, Mr. Caldwell. Sir. Your cock is a lot longer. And so much thicker than my husband. And so much longer. And so much thicker. So much thicker than him, sir. I'm doing a good job calling you Mr. Caldwell, boss, and sir. But you want me to call you daddy sometimes as well? Yes, sir. I mean, yes, daddy. What? Get my phone. You want me to call my husband and wish him luck on his meeting with you while I suck your cock? That's terrible. I can't. No. No, there's no way I can do that, sir. I mean, I can't do that, daddy. That's too cruel. I have to? Right now? Then hurry up and don't dare say no to you again. Well, okay. Sir. Daddy, sir. I can't believe he's gonna make me do this. And just look at me, rushing around completely naked, completing tasks for my husband's boss before I get back on my knees for him. God, he is terrible. And I really, really like it. I hope he likes how I look, stripped all naked for him. I hope my body looks good to him. I'm so glad. I still hit the gym and eat well. I don't want to disappoint a man like him. I want him to think I'm sexy and pretty. And I will never say no to him. Never again. I got my phone, sir. Back on my knees? Yes, daddy. Oh, yes, I understand, Mr. Caldwell. You want me to cover the head of your cock with my kisses while I talk to him. And yes, sir, make sure I hold your cock so you can see my wedding ring and keep my eyes up on you the entire time. Yes, boss, I understand. Yes, daddy. I'll obey. It's ringing, daddy. Hi, honey. How's it going? I just wanted to call you to tell you good luck with your meeting
with Mr. Caldwell. You're not feeling so good about it? Your boss is very intimidating. Oh, I know, hon. I know you're nervous. But I have a feeling, just a feeling, that it's going to go very well with Mr. Caldwell. What's that, sweetie? Oh, your meeting with him was delayed. Until when? Mr. Caldwell's secretary called you and said that he was out in the field, giving instruction and guidance to one of his new trainees. Yeah, honey. I definitely don't know what that could mean either. I wonder who he is talking about. No, sweetie. No, don't worry. I'm sure he's not with your replacement. Just think happy and positive thoughts, sweetie. I know I am. Well, I'm sure he'll be back, and you'll still have your meeting, and try not to worry. I'm doing my very best to send very good vibes your way. So you have a good meeting with Mr. Caldwell. Listen, sweetie. Just remember that Mr. Caldwell is the boss. And remember to address him as Mr. Caldwell and Sir. You need to show him the respect he deserves. You know, he holds your career in the palm of his hand. He's in charge and, you know, he has the authority. So just let him know you understand that. And you'll do just fine. What have I been up to? Not much. Just some housework. Getting some things done around here that needed my attention. You know, I've been down on my knees a lot. Working hard. You know, I had a shower earlier, but I'm getting so sweaty that I might need another shower here in a bit. Well, yeah, I'm pretty soaked all over. Been thinking about you the whole time. But happy thoughts. Oh, no, I'm not worried. I'm not worried a bit about your meeting with your boss. Okay, Bruce, I should go. And don't worry. I have a feeling your boss is going to be in a very good mood. He knows you're far too valuable to let go. That your mistake was out of character. And that you have a bright future. Things will go very well at your meeting. I just know it, babe. Sure, sweetie. Call me when you're done with your meeting with Mr. Caldwell. Good luck. I love you too. Bye. I can't believe you made me do that, boss. That was so bad. On my knees while your cock towers over me as I try to worship it the way you told me to? That was the hottest thing ever. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for making me do that for you. I loved it so much, Daddy. Do you think Bruce could hear your little cock kisses that I was planting on your massive head? It felt like I was a baby trying to suck on her bottle that was too big for her. Oh, Daddy, I hope he didn't hear me smacking my little lips as I adored and suckled on your big dick. Suck some more. Oh, Daddy. Yes, sir. Right away, Daddy. Oh, God. I never called a man Daddy in bed before. The things this man is making me do. And I wasn't only cheating on my husband with his boss. Now I was openly mocking Bruce for his boss's sadistic entertainment. I'm rewarding my abuser with complete sexual supremacy. And I'm vocalizing how much I love rewarding him and his enormous manhood. I know I'm being terrible to diminish Bruce like this, but it all just feels so natural. I love doing this for him. And I'm lucky to be the married whore who gets to reward his alpha maleness with my drooling mouth. I'm lucky. I'm so lucky. I'm so glad he put me down on my knees in front of him. There are men who hire and men who get fired. Men who push and men who get pushed around. Mr. Caldwell is the former, and Bruce is the latter. It feels like my husband's boss deserves this, deserves to hear and see and feel how superior he is and how submissive another man's wife is willing to be. Willing to be kneeling at his feet for his big, thick. Delicious. Penis. I can't believe I'm being so careful trying not to hurt him with my teeth as I struggle to take him as deep as I can. I can't believe his roughness and ruthlessness with me is being returned by me trying to be considerate and gentle with his oversized manhood. And I love how he talks to me. So dominant. So unapologetic. Sweet little baby girl, cheating whore, saying he's going to mold my mouth and throat, resize me with his big, thick boss cock. This man is owning me, making me into his whore, his cheating whore. Oh, me perform for him. I'm nothing but an object to him. Just a pretty, tight receptacle for his manhood. And all I want is more. And I couldn't care less about his respect. Oh, God. He pulled me off by my hair again. He's holding up his big penis, exposing his ball sack. Jesus, he has the balls of a bull. This is where my big load of boss cum is going to come from, so I should show my appreciation with some kisses there, too. Yes, sir. I mean, yes. Yes, Daddy. Right away, Daddy. Your balls are so very big, too, sir. It seems like you're very big everywhere.
So much bigger than my husband. Everywhere.
More kisses.
Lick them more, too.
Just bathe your balls with my cheating whore mouth.
And my wet tongue.
Oh, yes, Daddy. I love being a mouth slave for you, Mr. Caldwell. I'll bathe your balls with my wet, cheating mouth and tongue. I don't need to breathe. I want you to just smother me with your balls. Oh, my Lord. He is stroking his huge penis while I'm just adoring his balls. And he says he's going to come all over my pretty married face. Being unfaithful is one thing, but letting him explode his load on my married face? I can't believe this is going to happen. Oh, it's so bad. And I want it. He says he's going to paint my cheating face with ropes and ropes and ropes of his thick cream. And that I'll love it. And I probably will. No man has ever done this to me. Made me take his cum like this. It'll be so degrading. So slutty. But I want it. I want to be his slut. I want him to paint my face. Just drench my pretty married face. I want him to mark me as his. Show that he owns me. That I belong to him now. Yes, sir, I understand. Hold my face right here and don't move. Look right at you and beg. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Daddy. Oh, boss. 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 Please come on my face. Boss. Daddy. Sir. I tried so very hard to save my husband's job on your big, thick cock from my knees with this unfaithful mouth. I worked so hard for you, Daddy. Can I have it? Please, may I have it? Oh, Daddy, please show me how a real man treats his married whore. Please, 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 may I take your boss load on my face, right here on my face, Daddy, please. Oh, Daddy, please, please. I'm on my knees. I'm completely naked for your big dick, and I'm begging you for it. I'm begging you to come, Daddy. Please, please, sir, please come on my face. Please, please. Oh, Daddy, please. Oh, oh, please. Daddy. Sir. Oh, Daddy, this is so bad. There's just so much. So much cum, Mr. Caldwell. It went everywhere. I think you hit the wall behind me, Daddy. You drenched my face, sir. Is this what is called a facial? I've never had one from a man before, Daddy. Yeah,
Yes, you are the first man to do this to me. I didn't know it was possible for a man to come that much. Daddy, you come so much. Daddy, your balls, Daddy. Oh, your daddy balls exploded so much cum right here on my married face. Thank you, boss. Wow, that was amazing. I can hardly believe how I just... Well, I just shamelessly groveled for his huge load from his huge penis and huge balls. A strong, gorgeous, powerful man stroking his strong, gorgeous, powerful cock until he completely covered my face in his manly seed. I should feel humiliated, but it was a privilege. I love being dominated and debased by my husband's boss. He's a real fucking man. Oh, Jesus. Oh, now he's ordering me to use the head of his cock to dab up his cum off my pretty married face and then eat it off and swallow it right down to my tummy. He is so bad, and I love it. I'm being so submissive, so obedient, so compliant and subservient. Oh, God. His cum tastes so fucking good. I love how the boss's cum tastes. Look at him smile down at me in complete sexual triumph and authority. He's just so evil and... I like it. Oops, he got some of his cream on my wedding ring. I'm gonna lick it off for him while I look right at him. Oh, God. I could tell he really loved that. Look at that powerful cock twitch. Did you hear that? He said that the ring Bruce gave me was tiny and deserves to be covered in a real man's cum. That the boss's perfect good girl should have so much better. That if I was married to him, my ring would be the biggest rock I've ever seen. Wow, to be married to a man like him. I'd suck his cock whenever he wanted. Every fucking day. Multiple times a day. All day. Oh, I'd suck his manly penis all day, every day, and never get tired of it. Oh, that makes me smile. I'm gonna bat my eyelashes at him to tell him, yes, sir, Abby is your good girl, sir, daddy, boss. Bruce's wife is your good girl, daddy. Please keep saying it, that Abby is your married slut. I love hearing him say my name. Especially when he calls me his slut. His cum is dripping down onto my tits. I guess I should get some of that breast cum onto his thick penis and eat that cum for him, too. I bet he'd like that. And I want to feel his cock against my breasts. Scoop. Rub. Oh. That feels so good. I bet he could teach me to titty fuck him. I remember when I tried that with Bruce, but he was so small that it didn't work, and he was so embarrassed. You know, I bet Mr. Caldwell would teach me to titty fuck him so perfectly. He's so big. You know, I could probably titty fuck him and suck his cock at the same time. Oh, he wants me to open my mouth and show him this mouthful of cum. I did it. Now he wants me to swallow for him. Oh, happily and with pleasure, Big Daddy. Now he wants me to open again to prove that I obeyed and that his seed went down my throat
right to my tummy. I'm really being his good girl now. Look at that arrogant, gorgeous smile. He looks so happy with my performance. All gone, Mr. Caldwell. See, Daddy? I swallowed it all, just like I was told. Was Bruce's wife a good little baby girl for his boss? Did I do good? Thank you for saying that you like my big titties. You love how I sucked your cock. Well, Daddy, you're such a good teacher. You teached my cheating little mouth so good, boss. Do you like how you decorated my married face, Daddy? Do I look good to you, thoroughly marinating in your thick cream for you, Daddy? Sir, does this mean that Bruce can keep his job now? What's that, Daddy? My husband now has job security, but this wasn't a one-time thing. My training as your fucktoy is going too well, and you want more? Mondays and Thursdays at 2, you're gonna come over and make me take your big dick any way you wish until you've decided that you've gotten your money's worth? Okay, Daddy, I'll be ready. And I'll take your big boss cock. However, whenever, any way you want, boss. A man like you deserves to get his money's worth. And you can take it from me anytime. Any way you want, Daddy. Yes, sir. If you ever need a quick blowjob, you can text me and I'll come hurrying over to wherever you are, and I won't be able to get down on my knees for you fast enough to worship your massive penis. Oh, look, Daddy. My phone is right here next to me from where you made me call my husband while you made me kiss and adore your manhood. Just give me my married cocksucker cockslave number that you want me to have, and I'll punch in your numbers. I'll hide your number under Wendy's contact. She's mentally unstable, so if you text when I'm with my husband, I can say she's having a meltdown and rush right on over to satisfy your huge penis. See, Daddy? I'm learning to be your good girl. To think ahead to make sure you're happy and your big dick is satisfied whenever you want. You think I'm a smart good girl for the boss? And beautiful, too. Oh, thank you, Mr. Caldwell. I want to be pretty for you. I want you to like how I look, Daddy. Except one thing. What's that, sir? I'll change whatever you want. My bush? Oh, you want that shaved next time you're here? Okay, Daddy. Do you want it cleaned up into a triangle or a landing strip or shaved completely? Bare? All the way bare is how you like it? That's how you want me? Like your sweet, sweet little good girl? Yes, Daddy. I'll be shaved. Completely bare. Smooth. Soft. For you. Just for you. Only for you, Daddy. You're leaving? Okay, Mr. Caldwell. Do you want me to get your jacket? No. I have too much of your cum all over me. You don't want stains on your jacket? Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I think you're right, boss. Just stay here on my knees for you until you leave. Yes, Daddy. Oh, yes, sir, I understand. You want me all dolled up and wearing lingerie my husband got for me and high heels for when you come back to take advantage of me again. And you're going to start training my tight married pussy next time? Okay, Daddy, but please, please go slow. You're so long and so thick. I've never had anyone as big.
or who will go as deep as you. Stretch me like you will. So please go slow when you train my married pussy, boss. Please. Please go slow when you teach my little pussy how to take your massive penis. Please, daddy. Maybe. What, I'm gonna have to beg? I'll have to beg for you to go slow. And beg for extra lube? Oh, I'll beg. I'll beg to you, sir. I'll beg. Only for you, sir. Anything you want. I want you to have it. You deserve to have my tight, married pussy. You own me now, Mr. Caldwell. I'll beg. I'll do whatever you want. Yes, sir. I'll spread my legs wide, so wide. Wider than I've ever spread my legs for any other man. For you, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I'll take your spankings in my marital bed while I'm impaled on your long, thick boss cock. Oh, yes, sir. I'll take my spankings until my married ass is as bright red as you want, daddy. You can spank me as hard and as many times as you want while I'm bent over for your thick penis in my marital bed, boss. Only for you, daddy. You're gonna make me see God when you fuck me with your boss cock. Oh, boss, I bet you will, daddy. You're gonna make me come over and over and over again. I'm just gonna be your little fuck toy, however and whenever you want, and you're gonna teach me to be your good little comer. A free use cock slave for your big thick cock who comes and squirts for her daddy. Oh yes, daddy, I can't wait. I never really come with Bruce, but I know I'll come for you. I know I'll come on command for your thick penis, daddy. Do you have a preference on how I should wear my hair for you the next time you come over, Mr. Caldwell? Really? That's the kind of question a good girl asks her daddy? Oh, that makes me happy, daddy. I want to make you proud. I want to be a good little cheating good girl for you, boss. You want me to wear it up in a French bun? Oh, that'll be sexy, Mr. Caldwell. You're going to kiss and suck on my neck like no one ever has before. Oh, yes, sir, boss. I'll do that. I'll do that for you. Oh, God, boss. I can't fucking wait. Oh. Okay. Bye, daddy. I'll see you Thursday at 2. I'll be ready, just like you said. Thank you for my husband's job. I'm grateful. And Thursday? I'll show you and your big dick just how grateful Bruce's wife is to you, boss. I'll have my hair up, the lingerie on that my husband bought me for our anniversary, high heels, pussy shaved bare, all of it. All of it just for you, daddy. All of me just for you, daddy. Have a good meeting with my husband, boss. Bye, Mr. Caldwell. See you Thursday at 2. Oh, Jesus. Did that just happen? My God, that was so hot. The boss's free use cock slave, huh? I guess I can do that for him. Oh, God, so much cum. I do need another shower now. And then, well, then I think I'll touch myself as I think about the big, thick cock of my husband's boss. And then I can pick out what to wear for Thursday. I don't want to disappoint him. Yes, I'm going to do my very best to never disappoint my boss. He's not just Bruce's boss. Now he's my boss, too. Oh, I'm going to be so good for him. Such a good married fuck toy for him. God, I can still smell him, and I love his scent. So musky. Such a man. I bet his scent could make me ovulate and make me want to come. In fact, I might just touch myself right now with his cum all over me. And while his manliness lingers in the air. Oh, God. I can't wait for him to fuck me. Maybe I should practice my dirty talk while I make myself orgasm. Yes, sir. I'll take it deep for you, Daddy. Please go slow, boss. Oh, you're so much bigger than my husband, Mr. Caldwell. Oh, Daddy, I'll take it any way you want. Do you want me on my back? Or do you want me in doggy, Daddy? You get whatever you want, however you want me. However you want me, boss. Yes, sir. Like this, sir? Oh, Daddy, that feels so good. Please go slow. So deep. Daddy, you're so big. So thick. Are my legs spread wide enough for you, Daddy? So big, sir. So deep, sir. So thick, sir. Oh, Daddy, please, may I have extra lube? Please, 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 may I have extra lube for my tight, married pussy? I need it. Please, I need extra lube, Daddy, because your cock is so fucking big. Please, 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 more lube, Daddy. Yes, yes, Mr. Caldwell, I'm your married fuck toy. Oh, please, 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 fuck your married plaything. I'm your sex slave now, Mr. Caldwell. Yes, you get to bully my husband at the office. And then you get to bully his wife in his marital bed with your thick monster penis. I love being an unfaithful good girl on your enormous cock, sir. Stretch me. Stretch me. Please stretch me, Daddy. Make me stretch around your big dick, Daddy. Oh, God. You're resizing me on your big dick, Daddy. Mold my tight married cunt to the shape of your long, thick penis. Make me scream, Daddy. Make me scream for your powerful cock in my husband's bed. Yes, sir. I am grateful for my husband's job and for stretching my tight married pussy out on your fucking enormous cock, boss. Let me show you my gratitude by giving you my womb to take your boss load, sir. Yes, 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 I love it, Daddy. I love it. I love it. I love it, Daddy. I love it, Daddy. Please, please make me come. Please make me come. Please make your married whore come. Please, please abuse my tight married pussy and make me come, Daddy. Oh, yes, Daddy. I shaved my married pussy just for you. I'll always keep my little pussy shaped exactly how you want, Big Daddy. I'm gonna come. Yes, Daddy. I love how you spank me in my marital bed while you're about to make me come all over your thick manhood, sir. Is my ass getting a bright tomato red for you just how you like? Oh, Mr. Caldwell, I'm yours. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. I'm yours, I'm yours. My ass is yours. My shaved pussy is yours. My unprotected, tight, married pussy and bright red, helpless, spanked ass belongs to you now. I'm so glad. Bruce left my pussy tight for a real man like you to stretch out and enjoy and breed. Do you like how tight I am around your thick cock, boss? Please let me come on your big dick. Please, please, Daddy. Please, Daddy. Oh, please, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come on your big, thick cock. Please, please, please let me come on your big, thick cock, sir. Please, please, please force me to come on your big dick, sir. Please, please pump my defenseless pussy full of your cum. Please breed me full of your cum on my husband's bed until it drips out of me. Daddy, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are the man of the house now. Come deep in my pussy, Daddy. Please flood my womb with your powerful seed, Daddy. Rape me, Daddy. Rape me, Daddy. Rape me with your big cock, Daddy.
Daddy, please. Please, Daddy, rape your seed into my married womb, Boss. Yes, yes, sir, you own me. You own my tight married pussy now, Mr. Caldwell. You get to fuck me whenever and however you want. You can breed me as deep and as hard as your big dick wants, Daddy. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll always take it just for you. Only for you, sir. My married pussy is all for you. Just for you now. Only for you now, Boss. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Daddy. I feel so good, Daddy. You feel so... you feel so good, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy, Boss, Sir. Until next time.